Let's talk about Hannibal, episode 4 of season 2, called Takiawase, in which we see Will Graham get to talk to Abigail again. Imaginary Abigail. Imagigale.
That opening scene was so perfect because there was never a point of confusion. The moment it began, we knew we were in his head. We knew it was an imaginary conversation. We knew everything he was saying was a metaphor. We knew that what he hoped to do is avenge her. In, you know, just as he was when he was in the outside, he wants to avenge her, you know, real killer or whatever, take care of her. I loved how much respect I felt as a viewer during that entire thing, and how they didn't belabor the point of get it. It's like I'm in a cage and I can't hunt, but I can fish. Cut to scene.
Can lure yes, people exactly. in. Yeah. Also, we had a monster of the week, a woman who used her honey therapy, literal honeypot, to compassionately help relieve people of their burdens by turning them into beehives.
She was kind of comically monster of the weekish, but her work was gross enough that I'll give all that a pass. I was really fascinated by the chess game, though, especially like I bought that Gina Torres was offing herself, and then that she comes back to consciousness and just says the word no, and I'm like, that all got me real.
Also,
good.
The coldness of Hannibal when she passes out, but she's not dead, and he's like, "Should I save her or not? I can construct a story either way." Guess I'm saving her.
Do you believe he really left it to chance, or do you think that was kind of a symbolic gesture?
I think he was like, "It doesn't matter to me whether she lives or dies. Honestly, I can play this. This isn't really part of my master plan, so I can play it however it lies." Let me just see. I really do think that was meant to show that he cared that little about her, that he was willing to be like, yeah, this will be fun. Let's see what I'm going to do next.
In fact, I would say he probably, it was definitely, he brought her back to life for Jack, for his dynamic, his relationship with Jack, to make him and Jack be tighter. Cause Hannibal doesn't care about getting in Jack's wife's good graces. That's all a means to making Jack be on his side.
He also definitely didn't. He actively did the one thing she didn't want him to do. So,
but Jack doesn't know, or Jack doesn't have to know that.
Right. But Hannibal knows. Like yes.
You think that him reviving her,
he knew that it would make her very angry at him, mm-hmm. and be a potential liability in the future because he definitely convinced her to commit suicide and she will remember that.
Yeah.
So that was the coin flip of, on the one hand, I have the light, like, ugh, if
I can piss off
her,
Bella, or I can piss off.
Exactly.
Jack. What I'm saying is,
either way, one of them knows a little more than they should.
What I'm saying is it wasn't a coin flip. What I'm saying is he is only interested in making his relationship with Jack better.
Well, I think it was a coin flip. I think that he knew that he's going to, it was your relationship with Jack gets risked down the road or now. When do you want to deal with it? I don't know. Flip a coin. But so, someone's life certainly didn't matter.
Because
I don't think he gets a lot out of doing this from Jack. Maybe he does.
Well, I disagree about that. I mean, the only reason he's like able to like, up like to replace Will's position and the FBI is because like he and Jack are on good terms. He's like rubbing elbows with
if she had died and he said I couldn't do anything, she was already dead when she came to my office, Jack wouldn't blame him.
But he saved his wife's life.
I don't see how he gains much footing for that because yes, he does save her life and yes, he gets to say that to Jack, but she now remembers the conversation in which he definitely convinced her logically bit by bit to pretty please commit suicide. And so now he has an additional liability out there with no tangible benefit.
Hannibal plays a bigger game than that, Bryce. This is small potatoes for him.
I think anything that would have made Jack feel anger towards Hannibal for convincing his wife to off herself would have been nullified by like her entire perspective on this, right? Like her whole
thing. I'm just not going to agree with you on this one then. Okay. We'll start to agree to disagree.
I can decide who's right right now.
We also have Beverly just take it too far and break into Hannibal's lab looking for evidence, and then we get a Hannibal fight.
Yeah, she's dead, right?
Yes. We see the bullets go up into his ceiling, but not Hannibal who died.
The
show's not called Beverly.
The best we can hope for is that somebody sees that bullet hole. Outside of that, like whatever she saw.
That was the first thing I thought. It's like, how's he going to sand that down?
This is a clue.
Yeah, I mean, he's pretty good at you'll have to excuse me. I always keep up with Danish fashion, so that's why all my flooring is being replaced.
I mean, and also because it's Hannibal, that thing could be sanded down and smooth tomorrow, and no one ever knew it was there. Like that. Right. That's how good he is.
That's one
at
of his
cleaning
superpowers.
Up his,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And darn it, if Will didn't tell her to back off, and she just didn't listen. And now she's dinner.
That was very back to back. He said, there's only one thing you must not do. 30 seconds later, her doing that thing. You know, whatever you do, don't play chess with the queen's gambit. She's cuckoo for chess.
Cause
and the next scene,
Will says,
chess.
Wait, who did you talk to about this autopsy? She's like, Hannibal. And he's like, stay away from Hannibal Lecter. She's like, well, you didn't say stay away from his office.
Yeah.
And she got greedy. She had the organ. She had it. She got greedy.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's true. It's true.
Greedy.
And to be honest, I thought we were going to have one of those moments where it's like she tips over the wine, and then it's like, I thought she was going to get out. And then like, you know, the next day, even though she tried to clean up, it's like he'll catch
I thought it was going to be drawn out.
Spillage. Like if there's one thing I don't do, it's spill. But instead it's like, no, she's just straight up dead.
No, she's dead. I mean, if she's alive next episode, I'm going to be very curious.
How great would it be if like all of this was an elaborate hoax, and the next episode we see her, she's still alive, but she's like, I was going to spoil another show where she was hooked up to a character from another show we're talking about.
I think that's unlikely to happen.
That would be amazing is all I'm going to say.
Is this the second or third time the FBI have gone to the home of a serial murderer and they're just sitting on a lounger waiting for them to be carted off?
I mean, yes, and I like that because the overdramatic, like, they'll always outsmart you, save that for Hannibal. Some of these people know they're going to get caught. Some of these people want to get caught. And right. I felt like that with the first one is that he was like, he was so old, he was like, I knew I was going to get caught. This is a relief. This one is a little less easy to pick up why she was willing to hand herself in, except maybe she's like, oh, I guess I got caught. I guess I got cornered, well, you know, no moves.
It's refreshing. It's a good change of pace, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, let's imagine there's a slider bar and we could give her more backstory. We could show her as a child or whatever, or this epiphany she had or her reading poetry locally or whatever. But like, there ain't nothing to take away from the rest of the story. I think the slider bar is set up correctly.
There's a little, I hadn't even thought about it. There's a little believability to the fact that she felt she was doing favors to people. And so there's some self-delusion of like, oh, I'm not in trouble. I was helping people.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Anything else on Hannibal?
No.
Great.
Good, another tasty episode.
I'm just happy I ate beforehand.
Yeah. No, these that bee thing. Ooh, yeah. That is Hannibal season 2, episode 4. Thanks to everybody who supports us on Spoiler in Time. You get these episodes a tiny bit earlier, a couple days earlier if you support us. So go make that happen. Patreon.com/cordkillers. We'll spoil you next time.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.